This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British police said today a deadly stabbing spree in a park in the southern English town of Reading is now being treated as a terrorism incident. The Counter-Terrorism Policing Network will take over the investigation. They've detained a 25-year-old suspect in the case and say they are not looking for any other people in connection with the incident. Police say one person stabbed to death three others in a park filled with families and friends. Three others were seriously injured. Prime Minister Boris Johnson condemned the, quote, appalling incident, end quote. Britain has witnessed two terror-related attacks in the past year. Black Lives Matter protest against U.S. President Donald Trump began peacefully as the president held his first campaign rally in months in Tulsa Saturday, despite warnings from public health officials about the coronavirus. Protesters flooded the city's downtown streets in the state of Oklahoma and briefly blocked traffic at an intersection. Meanwhile, Trump supporters gathered inside the 19,000-seat BOK Center for what was believed to be the largest indoor event in the country since restrictions to prevent the COVID-19 virus began in March. Many of the president's supporters were not wearing masks, despite the recommendations of public health officials to keep the coronavirus from spreading. More than 464,000 people have died globally from the coronavirus, and in the hard-hit United States, that number nears 120,000. Brazil, the UK, and Italy follow in deaths. With more than 2.2 million cases, the U.S. has more infections than anywhere else in the world. Brazil and Russia follow with more than 1 million and more than 583,000 infections, respectively. The number of confirmed infections is 8.8 million globally. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Here's what's happening around the world in coronavirus news. Spain reopened its borders to European tourists Sunday as the continent continues to ease lockdowns put in place to quell the spread of the new coronavirus. Once the country with the third highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19, Spain has now fallen to seventh place, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. But while Europe sees slow improvement, countries including Brazil, South Africa, India, and the United States are reporting alarming increases. Local authorities in the Chinese capital of Beijing have set up more than 2,000 testing sites across the city that had obtained 2.3 million samples, according to state news media. The Palestinian Authority announced Saturday it was temporarily closing the cities of Hebron and Nablus in the occupied West Bank after a sharp rise in infections. Only goods will be allowed in, Palestine's prime minister told journalists. Even though Greece is slowly but steadily lifting strict COVID-19 restrictions across the country, it is keeping more than 120,000 asylum seekers in lockdown. They're crammed in overcrowded camps to contain the spread of the coronavirus. It has killed 190 people in the relatively infection-free country. In a terse weekend statement, Greece's migration and asylum ministry said confinement for those in the country's migrant holding centers would be extended through July 5th, the second such extension decreed by authorities since they were first imposed in March. The first plane load of international students to return to Australia since COVID-19 border closures is due to touch down in Canberra next month. The planned return of about 350 foreign students would be the first major reopening of Australia's tightly sealed international borders. Under a plan approved by the regional authority that governs Canberra and the surrounding area, a chartered flight would bring the students from a major travel hub in Asia. They would be sent into isolation for 14 days and would be tested for the new coronavirus at the beginning and end of their stay before being allowed to resume their studies. Britain will seek changes to the law to allow scrutiny of certain foreign takeovers. The government wants to ensure this change of control would not threaten the country's ability to tackle public health emergencies, such as the coronavirus outbreak. Sunday, the government said it would introduce changes to the Enterprise Act Monday, allowing it to intervene if a business involved in a pandemic response became the target of a takeover. Vladimir Putin is considering running for a new term as Russia's president if voters approve constitutional changes that would enable him to do so, that according to Russian news agencies who quoted him. Russia will hold a nationwide vote from June 25th to July 1st on proposed changes to the Constitution. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.